He held me in his arms and said that no matter what, he'd be there for me. That we were in this together. My mouth dropped open.
Cole? Cole said that?
She nodded. I mean, he kind of freaked out at first, but then he saw how scared I was, and he did the one thing I didn't think he would. He comforted me. The next thing I knew, we were back in bed and he was making the sweetest love to me that I knew in that moment he had stolen my heart.
Gabby, I don't do that. I don't do the whole instant love bullshit. I fuck a guy and if it's good, I make a second date.
I don't give him my very soul.
I hated to ask, but I had to.
Did you use a condom then?
She nodded.
Yes. It only took one time, but why give it greater odds?
Okay, so that explains why you've been in a fog.
Has he called you?
I think I left my phone in his car, and I refuse to be one of those girls who waits by the phone. But damn it, I wish I had my phone.
Nick got called right after you came home, and he had to go in for work. I haven't heard from him since he left. Maybe Cole was on call, too. If he has your phone, he hasn't had a chance to get it to you, or maybe he hasn't seen it in his car.
She chewed on her lip.
Yeah. Gabby, I don't want to be that girl. The one who falls for a guy and then pines over him if he doesn't call.
Smiling, I squeezed her hand.
It's okay to like him, Charity. It's okay to have feelings for him. It sounds like you guys had an amazing afternoon.
We did, she said softly. A knock on the door of my office had me jumping up. Walking over, I opened it and almost fell over.
Speak of the devil.
Cole!
Hey, Gabby. Max said Charity was in here with you.
The door was blocking Cole's view of Charity on the sofa. When I glanced over my shoulder, she was sitting there with a stunned expression. I knew she probably figured Cole was going to run for the mountains, so him standing here had to throw her even more. I pushed the door open and watched as his face lit up when he saw her.
Oh yeah, Cole has it bad for Charity.
Charity, he said with a huge smile.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I've got something up front I need to take care of. I stepped to the side as Cole walked into my office. Charity was standing as she nervously rubbed her hands together. In the 4 years I'd known her, I'd never seen her act this way around a guy. When Cole walked up and pulled her into his arms and kissed her, my heart fluttered in my chest. I slowly shut the door, but not before I heard him say,
I found your phone.
Smiling, I leaned against the door and closed my eyes.
Could this really work?
Cole and Charity? Letting out a laugh, I pushed off the door and then let out a small scream.
Nick, you scared me.
He gave me a tired smile.
Did you come here with Cole?
Frowning, he said,
No. Cole's here?
Yeah. I figured out what was going on with Charity. Her and Cole hooked up yesterday.
Nick smiled.
That explains his weird behavior last night.
I wanted to tell him about the no condom thing, but it didn't feel right to share that with him. Walking up to him, I placed my hand on the side of his face. He leaned into it and closed his eyes.
Have you slept at all?
He shook his head. Do you want to stay here? I'd hate for you to drive home if you're so tired. Nick pulled me up into his arms. Grabbing a handful of hair, he pressed his lips against mine. It didn't take me long to open up to him as our tongues danced together in a beautiful rhythm.
I need to be buried balls deep inside of you, Agape Mani. Now.
My lower stomach pooled with heat. Smiling, I whispered, Yes. Before I knew what was happening, I was in my bedroom and Nick was pulling my shirt over my head. Reaching behind my back, he undid my bra and pulled it off, tossing it to the floor. He cupped my breasts and squeezed them as he dropped his mouth onto one nipple. The sound of him sucking had my head spinning with ecstasy. Tingles erupted across my body, the buildup already starting. Sliding my hands into his hair, I tugged on it, pulling a long moan from his mouth that vibrated onto my nipple. I gasped.
More, I panted out.
Nick had my pants off and was pushing my lace panties out of the way as he slipped two fingers inside of me.
So fucking wet. I want your pussy on my cock, Gabby. I want to feel you fall apart on me.
Oh,
God, I was so close to an orgasm just by hearing him talk that way. Nick, I gasped as he continued to move his fingers in and out of me. When his thumb pressed against my clit, I nearly exploded. Then he was gone. My breathing was erratic as I opened my eyes and saw him standing there, staring at me with pure desire in his eyes. He slowly let his gaze fall, causing me to lick my lips.
I want to fuck your mouth.
My eyes grew wide. I liked this dirty side of Nick, even though it made me feel a little dirty myself. It also turned me on like never before. Dropping to my knees, I took him into my mouth. I had no clue what I was doing, but I tried to remember to do what Charity told me. My hand cupped his balls as he grabbed my head and slowly pulled out of my mouth, then pushed back in. He hissed when I lightly grazed my teeth down his shaft. I sucked harder while grabbing onto his ass.
Yeah, baby, that feels so damn good.
Glancing up at him, I moaned, causing him to jerk and pick up the speed. I loved knowing I could make him feel good. But this was a little too much for me as he went further down my throat. All I wanted to do was gag, and that was quickly ruining the mood. Pulling away from him, I shook my head. Nick reached down and lifted me up, cupping my face. His eyes looked deep into mine.
I'm so sorry. I got carried away. I didn't mean to make you do something you didn't want to do.
I love doing that to you, but it was a little too much. He kissed me, and I wrapped my arms around his neck. When he pulled back from the kiss, he bit my lip.
Gabby, I want to fuck you. I can't do slow and sweet. I need you.
Was he so desperate because he was tired? Or was it because we had both left each other horny as hell last night? Whatever the reason, I liked it. I liked this side of Nick, and I decided I wanted more of it. Staring into his eyes, I licked my lips and said, "Fuck me, Nick. I'm yours."
Chapter 20. Nick. I was being rough with Gabby, and I knew I needed to settle down. But fuck, the moment I saw her in that hall, my dick instantly went hard. All I could think about was sinking inside her warm pussy and forgetting everything. She was on her hands and knees as I ran my hand over that sweet ass of hers. I pumped in and out of her like my life depended on it. My finger pressed on her ass and she jumped. Someday I'm going to take this sweet ass. She glanced over her shoulder, teeth digging into her lip. Damn it all to hell, I was close to coming. She liked it when I talked dirty to her. She was turned on even more, and I loved it. Reaching around her, I found that little nub that was begging for attention. "Oh God, Nick," she cried out. I can't, no more. She had already come twice, hard. This time I wanted to come with her, together. My hand dug into her hip, our bodies slapping together, making the sexiest fucking sounds I'd ever heard. "I'm getting close, Gabby. I want you to come when I come."
What?
She panted out. My balls started to pull up. "I'm so fucking close. Squeeze that pussy on me, baby." Not 5 seconds later, Gabby was crying out my name as I pushed in as deep as I could and came. My release felt like heaven as I poured my hot cum into her. When my dick was finally done, I moved in and out of her a few more times before pulling out. I got up and headed to the bathroom, where I got a warm washcloth for Gabby. I made my way back into the bedroom and came to a stop. She was lying on the bed with her blonde hair laid out across the pillow. Her eyes were closed, and she wore a breathtaking smile. Oh yeah, she was thoroughly fucked, and she was basking in it. Kneeling on the bed, I pushed her thighs open and gently washed her. She grabbed at the sheets and let out a few whimpers as I slipped two fingers inside her. "Do you need more, Principisa?" She laughed.
"No, I'm very, very satisfied right now."
I dropped the washcloth to the floor and crawled next to her, pulling her body so we faced each other. I kissed the tip of her nose and whispered, "That was amazing." Was her only response. "How do you feel?" I asked her. Worried I had been too rough.
"A little sore, but in a delicious way."
Her eyes were still closed. "Gabby, look at me." Snapping her eyes open, her blue eyes bright as all get out, My heart seized in my chest. I loved this woman. There was no doubt in my mind I loved her, and I would do whatever it took to protect her. The need to tell her overwhelmed me. Life was too short. I wasn't going to waste another second. I love you. Her eyes filled with tears, and she sucked in her lower lip before releasing it and answering me. I love you too. Someone died last night. Gabby gasped and sat up. I wasn't sure why I blurted it out, I just did. I also knew that was probably why Cole was looking for charity. We both needed to forget. I used Gabby, and a part of me felt guilty about it. No, all of me felt guilty.
Oh my gosh, who?
Phil. Tears formed in her eyes while she covered her mouth.
What happened?
I rolled over on my back. It was a freak accident and had nothing to do with the fucking raid. Nothing. I had to be the one to tell his wife. And it about broke me.
Nick, I'm so sorry.
She didn't ask what happened, and I was thanking God. My eyes grew heavy, but I couldn't stop my brain from working. Gabby reached over and began slowly stroking my dick and then running her hands over my balls. It was relaxing as fuck. Pressing her lips against my chest, she whispered,
"Sleep, Nick. Sleep."
Gabby had a pep in her step as she entered the building. Liza was walking next to her, and they were both going on and on about the cooking competition. It had been almost a month since we said we loved each other, and I still hadn't said a goddamn thing about what my search on her pulled up, or lack thereof. I'd talked to both Cole and Oliver about it. Both told me the same thing. Talk to her about it. My hand rubbed the back of my neck as I watched her walking. How did I ask her? Oh, by the way, I looked up your name and can find no traces of Gabriella Mandela. I sighed and pushed it out of my head. The fear of finding out something I didn't want to find out was winning right now. A young lady held out a sign that said welcome as she pointed to a side door.
Registration is this way, please.
Gabby glanced over her shoulder at me and gave me that big, beautiful smile of hers. Damn, she was gorgeous. I still hadn't brought her home to the family yet. A part of me was scared shitless they would scare her away. I'd avoided my mother's calls for the last 3 weeks. To be honest, I was stunned she hadn't shown up at my place. I think a part of her was still pissed I'd hidden my relationship with Gabby. We walked into a giant room that had about 50 cooking stations set up. Gabby was so excited she did a little hop.
I've always wanted to enter a cooking competition.
I grinned as I leaned down and kissed her lips. You're gonna kick ass. She chewed on her lip.
I hope so. It's 3 courses, appetizer, main dish, and dessert.
Liza started pulling everything out of the cooler and placing it in the small refrigerator. What's on the menu? I asked. Gabby had 3 different menus planned and wasn't going to pick one until she got here. Before she had a chance to answer, I heard a familiar voice. All 3 of us froze.
Gabriella, Nicholas, so this is what I have to do to see you two.
With wide eyes of terror, Gabby whispered,
Please tell me that's not your mom.
My eyes swung over to look at my mother standing there with my Aunt Maria and Aunt Agnes.
Shit, I whispered.
Oh, God, this is not happening. This is it.
Gabby exclaimed as she covered her mouth. I placed my hands on her shoulders and leaned in closer. In a whispered voice, I asked,
What is wrong?
Her eyes met mine.
This is her challenge. I thought it was that day in the bakery. This was merely a test. She's here to take me down.
I laughed. My mother is not here to take you down. She slowly shook her head and asked,
How did she know?
Then we both turned to look at Liza. She took a step away.
You didn't.
Liza's eyes were everywhere. Me, my mother, back to Gabby, back to my mother.
I might have mentioned it that day in the bakery when she was there, but she saw the registration form and asked if you had entered. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to say.
Nicholas, don't be rude. Introduce your Gabriella to your Aunt Maria and Aunt Agnes.
Gabby took in a slow, deep breath before turning and facing my mother and aunts. With my hand on her back, we walked closer. Mama, this is a surprise to see you here. She looked taken aback.
Why? I love to cook. This is a cooking competition. Why wouldn't I be here?
Because you've never entered one before. The 3 of them laughed.
Please, your mama has won more cooking competitions than anyone in this room.
Gabby swayed, and I tightened my grip on her. When my mother turned to look at Gabby, she wore a wide smile.
My Nicholas cares for you, so that makes you a part of the family.
Thank you, Mrs. Drivas.
No, Katarina, that is what you will call me.
With a quick nod, Gabby replied.
Yes, ma'am.
Clapping her hands loudly, Gabby jumped.
So, with you being a part of our family, I want to make sure you come in second, so I've brought you some help.
Oh, for shit's sake.
Help?
Gabby asked with a strained voice. And before our eyes appeared my cousins Sophia and Angie, and just when I didn't think it could get any worse, Cousin Maria walked up carrying a giant bag with some rat-looking dog in it.
I don't think you can have a dog in here,
Liza said. Everyone turned and looked at Cousin Maria.
Are you shitting me? I don't go anywhere without my Nicky.
Gabby looked at me and asked,
Is the dog named after you?
Everyone laughed as my mother walked up and hugged Gabby.
I do like a woman with a sense of humor. Now the family wants to meet you.
I pulled out my phone and sent Thano a text. Me, code fucking red. Not 10 seconds later, he responded. Thano, oh hell, what's happening? Me, Mom crashed Gabby's cooking competition. Thano, seeking Kylan's advice, hold please.
Gabriella, this is Aunt Maria and Aunt Agnes.
Gabby reached her hand out to theirs.
Then you have Nick's cousins, Sophia, Angie, and Maria.
Gabby smiled.
Are you mother and daughter?
She asked, looking between Aunt Maria and Cousin Maria. They both laughed.
No, why?
Cousin Maria asked.
Ah, you made it.
My mother called out as her best friend came walking up. I couldn't help but groan. Me, half the fucking family is showing up. They are marrying her to death. Thano, Kylan said she'll be praying for Gabby. That's all she's got. I rolled my eyes. Bastard.
Gabriella, this is my very dear friend Maria.
I didn't think Gabby could look any more confused.
Another Maria. That's a lot of Marias under one roof.
They all stared at her like they didn't get it. They fucking got it. All right, well, now that the gang is here, Mama, you should be heading on over to your station.
You're not coming over there with me.
Gabby's head jerked to the side to look at me. Oh, shit. What the hell do I do? I can't ask Thano. They're both staring at me. I did the only thing I knew to do. I looked for guidance from Liza. My eyes were wide as she motioned to Gabby. Right. Right, I needed to stay with Gabby. Well, Mama, I was planning on helping Gabby and being here for moral support, with this being her first competition and all. Gabby glared at me. Shit, what did I do now? Then my mother turned back to Gabby.
First, huh?
My heart dropped in my chest. That's why Gabby shot me a dirty look.
Well, I better let you get going then. Good luck.
With a full-on smile, Gabby nodded.
Thanks. You too. And may the best cook win.
Tossing her head back and laughing before looking back at Gabby, my mother said,
Oh, I will.
Chapter 21. Gabby. I couldn't believe it. Katarina was here, in the competition. I was screwed. Then she made the comment about me coming in second, then about her winning. Oh, hell no. Watching her walking away with her group of Marias, I spun around, pointing to Liza as I said, Menu change. What? You can't do a menu change. Are you crazy? I paced back and forth as I rubbed my temples and tried to think of one of my grandmother's best recipes. Uncle Dimitri says Italian food is just Greek food, but with no flavor. My eyes swung over to the dark-haired beauty in front of me. Without taking my eyes off of her, I said, Nick? I'm on it, he said as he walked toward his cousins and ushered them away. Turning back to Liza, I said, We have got to win. I want to take that woman down. She nodded, then said, You do know that's your boyfriend's mom. Like, this may end bad. Bullshit! She's challenging me, Liza. Don't you see that? She wants to test me, see if I'm strong enough. Well, I'm strong enough. Nick walked back over, rubbing the back of his neck. He always did that when he was worried or nervous about something. It was a habit of his I picked up on early on. He grinned. I took care of my cousins. I nodded,
Okay, I've got the menu and I know we have everything. Liza smiled as she took out a pen and paper to write it down. We're going to start with spinach pesto bruschetta.
Yum,
Nick said with a huge smile. Then steamed mussels and that Italian beer we brought for Nick to drink.
Hey,
Nick said with a sexy smile. Two appetizers? Liza asked with a slight shake in her voice. Then hazelnut chicken. It's a one-pot dish and will be easy to deal with. Liza nodded. Okay, dessert? Not yet, Liza. It's time to go big or go home. The other main course will be lemon and herb branzino. You're gonna make a fish also? Are you crazy? I smiled bigger. Then, for dessert, we'll have the one Italian dessert everyone loves. Cannolis. Liza breathed a sigh of relief. They were simple as hell to make, and I could whip them out like nothing. And the olive oil sorbetto with raspberry and balsamic. Gotta love Giada for that recipe. Liza shook her head. What? The sorbetto was already made, so that is an easy one as well. Peeking over to Nick, he wore a grin from ear to ear. Don't you dare tell your mother I'm going double. He pretended to lock his mouth and toss the key.
Not a word.
Okay, now that we have a menu, let's write it up for the judges and finish getting set up. It will start soon. As Liza and I moved about getting everything set up and ready to go, I felt confident I was going to at least beat Katerina. If I could place better than her, then it would earn me the respect I needed from Nick's family. Nick walked up behind me and wrapped his arms around my waist. His breath tickled my ear, and my heart froze as I waited to hear what he was about to whisper in my ear.
You're so fucking sexy right now.
Yeah? I asked with a smile as I attempted to plug in the mixer with Nick all over me.
Yeah. You have no idea how hard I am for you right now.
I pushed my ass slightly into him, my stomach clenched as I felt his desire.
Fucking hell, Gabby.
Turning in his arms, I glanced over to see Liza pulling out all the sugar and flour. I looked into his dark eyes and softly asked, Tell me what you would do to me if we were alone. Nick swallowed hard, then leaned in closer.
I'd slip my hands up that dress of yours and slowly pull your panties off. Then set you up on this counter and slowly lick your pussy.
Holy crapoli. I wasn't expecting him to be so dirty. A small moan slipped from my lips. Then what? I asked, nearly panting.
I'd finger fuck you while sucking on your clit until you screamed out my name and begged me to stop.
I could feel myself getting wet and I had to squeeze my legs together. Another peek at Liza showed she was talking to the lady setting up next to us.
Then I'd spread your legs wider so I could see those pretty pink lips that my cock was dying to slip into.
Nick, stop. He smiled.
Turning you on, baby?
When his hand started for under my dress, I knew things were about to get a little crazier. Nick's hand came to a stop when he brushed his fingers across my bare lips. With wide eyes, he stared at me.
You're not wearing panties?
My face heated. I wanted to surprise you later. I was so horny I could hardly think straight. This never happened to me before I met Nick. He quickly found a way to work me up so much I would be practically begging him.
I need to fuck you.
I closed my eyes and mumbled. Yes.
Now.
My eyes snapped open. What? Nick grabbed my hand and pulled me toward the exit door of the conference ballroom. Where are we going? He looked around after he nearly busted the door down. Nick, the competition is about to start. Dragging me down the hall, he looked back at me.
I don't think this is going to take long.
A zing zipped through my body at the idea of having Nick before the event started. It would relax me, there was no doubt about that. Turning down a hall, he started checking doors until he found one open. Pulling me inside, he shut and locked it. Then he quickly pulled my dress over my head and pushed two fingers inside of me.
Fuck, fuck, fuck. You're wet as hell.
Of course I am. You were just whispering dirty things in my ear. Nick laughed.
You like that, don't you, baby?
I wasn't the least bit embarrassed by admitting I did. I do. It turns me on even more. He pushed my bra up and over my breast, letting them bounce down as he grabbed one and clamped his mouth onto my nipple. Electricity raced through my body as I held onto his shoulders. Oh, God, Nick.
I know, baby, I know.
He lifted me up and wrapped my legs around his waist. The way his eyes turned dark with desire almost had me coming on the spot. Nick positioned himself at my entrance and pulled me down onto him in one quick movement, causing me to gasp.
Damn it, I'm sorry, Gabby.
I gripped his shoulder and started moving my hips. So close. I was so close. Nick, fuck me, please. He did exactly as I asked him to do. I came almost immediately, and the moment I did, he came right along with me. He grunted and then called out my name as I felt his warm seed spill into my body. We stood there in silence, his cock twitching inside of me. I was a web of ecstasy as I slowly brought my breathing back down. Nick pulled out of me and smiled. I could feel his cum sliding down my leg, and it was the hottest damn thing ever. He quickly looked around and found some paper towels. Dropping to his knees, he cleaned me gently before slipping my dress back over my head. I went to talk, but stilled, when there was a knock on the door.
Nicholas, are you in there?
My eyes widened in horror. Nick and I stared at each other. He put his finger up to his mouth in a motion for me to keep quiet. I tilted my head and shot him a, really, look.
I don't know where they went.
I mouthed, who was that? Nick rolled his eyes and pulled me to him. Pressing his lips to mine, he kissed me. So deeply and so passionately, I forgot that his mother was on the other side of the door. I forgot about the competition, and most importantly, I forgot I was running from my past. Chapter 22. Gabby. I paced back and forth, wringing my hands together as we waited for the judges to give their results. All I wanted was to place. And of course, beating Katarina would be nice.
Stop pacing, Gabby. You're making me nervous.
Stopping, I smiled at Liza. Sorry, I'm going out of my mind waiting. What you need is another sneak away with Nick, she said while wiggling her eyebrows. My face heated and I looked past her to see Nick. He was over at his mother's station across the room. My heart dropped thinking about almost being caught by Katarina. That was twice she'd almost caught us in the middle of the deed. We only went for some air.
Uh-huh.
Please, I can practically smell the sex on you. My mouth fell open.
Liza!
With a nonchalant shrug, she replied,
What? I'm not naive, Gabby. I see the way he looks at you like he wants to devour you. It's hot.
I chewed on my lip and grinned. He's so amazing. Liza laughed.
Charity said from what she hears coming from your room, Nick surely must have a magical dick.
Now my face really felt hot. I slumped down into the chair and stared at Liza.
She did not say that.
Oh, she said it. I think she said it in front of Max because she thinks he has the hots for you. Liza laughed.
Which is so far from the truth.
With a frown, I asked, Why is that so far from the truth? With a surprised expression on her face, she pinched her brows together.
You don't know, do you? Oh my gosh, neither one of you know.
Know what? I asked in anticipation of what she was going to say.
Max is gay, Gabby. He's been in a relationship with the same guy for 3 years.
I looked at her like she had grown 2 heads. Not that I cared Max was gay, but how could Charity and I miss that?
Max is gay?
How did I miss that? Her right shoulder lifted.
Beats me, but I can't wait to tell him this.
I jumped up to beg her not to when the host of the event spoke. Nick walked up right then and wrapped me in his arms.
It's okay, Agapemene. No matter what happens, you're my number one.
Smiling, I reached up on my toes and kissed him. They were announcing the top 5 winners, starting with number 5.
I prayed like hell I got it.
Our 5th runner-up is Lauren Knight.
My body sank against Nick.
There are 4 other spots,
he whispered. I smiled, knowing he was right. There was a small chance I could make 4th,
maybe even third. Glancing over to Katerina, she looked confident. Why couldn't I be that confident?
Fourth place goes to Michelle Smith.
My heart was pounding in my ears.
Third place goes to Katerina Drivas.
Closing my eyes, I fought to not cry out. Nick chuckled next to me.
Oh, she is not going to be happy with third.
I turned and sat down on the chair. She still won, and I would never live it down.
Second place goes to Elizabeth Rainey.
Burying my face in my hands, I tried not to let it get to me. Why? Why did Liza have to tell her about the competition?
And the winner of the 10th annual Colorado Springs Cooking and Baking Competition is Gabby Mandela.
My head jerked up as Liza and Nick both cried out in celebration. You won! You won! Liza yelled as she pulled me up and threw her arms around me. Tears started to form in my eyes, and when I pulled back and gazed over at Nick, I lost all control. He looked so proud of me, and when he held his arms out, I nearly knocked him over when I rushed into them.
You won, Gabby. I knew you would.
His words filled my heart with so much love it felt as if it would burst. When I pulled back, I had tears streaming down my face. Nick smiled.
I'm so glad you're happy you won. You deserved it.
I shook my head while wiping my tears away. I'm happy I won, but I'm freaking ecstatic I beat your mother. Nick stared at me for a few seconds before he busted out laughing and pulled me in for another hug. A voice cleared from behind me, and I stepped back to see Katerina standing there. She wore a huge smile. I was terrified this would make her dislike me even more.
Congratulations, Gabriella. I'm proud of you.
My chest tightened. You are? She laughed.
Of course I am. I knew that day in your bakery you had it in you. You are a very talented young woman.
Her eyes swung over to Nick.
My son is very lucky to have found you.
The room spun. Did she just say what I think I heard?
He is?
I asked with a stunned expression. But I'm not Greek. Katerina shrugged.
Some of us can't all be that blessed, my dear.
I couldn't help but start laughing. I knew no matter what I did, I would always have that one thing against me that Katerina would hold over my head. But I was okay with that. As long as I had Nick by my side, everything else was a walk in the park. The red phone rang, and my heart stopped. It never rang. Ever. I slowly made my way to the drawer and pulled it open. With shaking hands, I reached for it and took a deep breath. Hello?
Gabriella, my sweet girl.
Daddy, is everything okay? He laughed.
It is. I wanted to make sure you had everything ready for the trip.
I breathed a sigh of relief. In the last 4 years, I'd only spoken to my father twice. Once was to tell me my aunt had passed away. Not being able to go to her funeral was hard. I'm all set. Are you sure this is safe?
Antonio and I wouldn't allow you to come if we didn't feel that it was.
Are they still watching the house? I asked while I nervously bit my fingernail. My arm wrapped around my stomach to try to settle it. An image of my old boyfriend Dante flashed through my mind.
Not in 2 years. Nor have they had anyone trail us to Italy. If you ask me, the man is an idiot. He has no clue what he is doing.
I thought I had loved him at one time. How wrong I was. Dante thought my family was naive. He had no idea who Antonio really was. My brother was always at least 2 steps ahead of him. I stayed silent for a few moments before he broke into my thoughts.
Antonio said you were worried about someone last month.
Frowning, I nodded. Yes, someone came in and ordered a large number of cakes, but it turns out it was for an office party. It was nothing. Me being overly paranoid.
That is what has kept you safe the last 6 years, Gabriella. Don't let your guard down now. The more you stay out of the public eye, the better.
My stomach dropped. I wasn't sure if I should tell him about the picture or not. I decided it was probably best I do. If I'd put my life in danger last week at the cooking competition, my father needed to know.
Chapter 23. Nick. Exhausted wasn't even the word to use to describe how I felt. I finally had a day off, and the first place I was going was Gabby's. I didn't even care that it wasn't her day off. I needed to see her, feel her in my arms. Plus, I needed to brief her on the family dinner tonight. Rolling my eyes, I let out a sigh. Picking up the phone, I hit my mother's number.
Nicholas, it's about time you called your mother.
I talked to you 2 days ago, Mama.
How am I supposed to know you're okay if I don't hear from you?
Pulling into the guest parking spot at Gabby's place, I put my truck in park and sighed. No news is good news.
Nonsense. Now, what time will you be bringing Gabriella over?
Why do you insist on calling her that? Her name is Gabby. My mother laughed.
Because Gabby sounds like a stripper's name.
Scrubbing my hand down my face, I sighed. Mama, how would you know what a stripper's name sounds like? She laughed.
Oh, I know.
My eyes rolled again. It's only the immediate family, right?
Define immediate, Nicholas.
I groaned. You, Dad, Thad and Phoebe, and Thano, Kylan and Kira.
Yes.
Relief washed over me. The last thing I wanted was to scare the living shit out of Gabby with the whole family. Sounds good. We'll see you later tonight. I've got to get a few hours sleep. I've been at a standoff for the last 28 hours.
Don't worry. I'll make sure your father is on his best behavior.
I didn't have the heart to tell her I wasn't worried about him. It was her I was worried about. See you later, Mama. Love you.
I love you too. Tell Gabriella the family is looking forward to meeting her.
Before I could correct her on the name and get her to explain who she defined as family, the line went dead. I grunted as I got out of the truck and dragged my ass up the stairs to Gabby's place. I was positive she was down in the bakery, so I let myself in and headed to her room. I needed a hot shower and a bed. Her voice drifted into the room as I came to a stop. I slowly made my way over to the balcony. The door was cracked open enough for her voice to carry inside. She was upset.
I understand. Yes, Antonio, I don't need a lecture from you, too. I messed up. I had no idea they would do that. I'm very aware of that, thank you very much.
I frowned. Who was she talking to? There was no way this was a business call. Whoever she was talking to, she knew them personally.
I've already received a lecture from Father on this. I don't need one from you as well.
My breath stilled. Her father. Her parents were dead.
I'm already beating myself up for letting this all happen. It got out of hand and I let my guard down. It won't happen again. Now, can we please change the subject?
What in the hell is she talking about? The glass on the door showed her reflection. She was sitting down, and a slow smile moved across her face.
I am excited about Italy. I cannot wait to see you, Antonio. You have no idea.
A stabbing pain shot through my chest. Who in the fuck was Antonio?
No, I just told Charity and Nick that I'm going to visit where I used to go with my family. Charity wanted to come with me, but I told her I needed to do this alone. I've told them both I have extended family in Italy. Well, of course I know that.
I stumbled back. Gabby was lying to both me and Charity. But what was she lying about?
I love you too, Antonio, and I can't wait to see you.
And there went the twist of the knife. Turning, I wanted to walk to the front door and leave, but I went to her room instead. I stripped out of my clothes and crawled into her bed. My mind was spinning, and I was too tired to even take a shower. Who is Antonio? Gabby told me her parents died when she was in high school. Were they alive?
Why would she lie? I love you too, Antonio, and I can't wait to see you.
My chest tightened. Maybe he was an old family friend. The door to her condo opened and closed. She must have been done with the call and headed back to the bakery. Forcing myself to get up, I headed to her bathroom and showered. Wrapping a towel around my waist, I stared at myself in the mirror. The cold shower woke me up enough to do what I knew I shouldn't be doing. I spun on my heels and headed out to the kitchen. Glancing down at Gabby's itinerary, I took a picture of it with my phone and sent it to Scarlett. Her best friend owned a travel agency. Me. Can your friend get me on these flights and find me a hotel? Scarlett replied back within a few minutes. Scarlett. She said if the flights are full, do you want the closest times to it? I dragged in a deep breath and whispered to myself, why don't you just ask her, you idiot? From the moment I'd met Gabby, I knew she was hiding something. If I asked her, she might make up a story. No. I needed to see for myself what she was going to be doing and who she was going to be seeing in Italy. Me. Yes. I need to be there either when this plane lands or before. Scarlet. Gotcha. On it. Me. Thanks, I owe you one. Scarlet. Well, I know how you can repay me back. It's been a while, Nick. I didn't respond. Scarlet knew I was seeing someone. Couldn't believe it, but she knew. Heading back to Gabby's room, I fell onto the bed and was surrounded by her smell. My dick instantly got hard thinking about her. Fuck. I didn't want to believe she was lying to me or cheating on me, but something in my gut told me both might be true. The front door opened and Charity came to a halt as she covered her chest.
Fucking A, Nick. You scared the shit out of me.
I lifted my brow. Cole had told me a few weeks back about his and Charity's hookup. He'd been kicking himself in the ass about forgetting a condom, and at the same time wondering why Charity hadn't returned any of his calls the last few days. Sorry. I was waiting on Gabby. She flashed me a smile.
I forgot she gave you a key.
When she walked in, I couldn't help but notice how tired she looked. Long day downstairs? Charity stopped walking and turned to me.
No, I wasn't there today.
I nodded. Why haven't you called Cole back? Her eyes filled with tears, and I was honestly taken aback. Charity didn't seem like the type of girl who let her emotions show. When she instantly started crying, I jumped up and went over to her. Charity, I softly said as I pulled her into my arms.
I'm not a whore, Nick. As much as I act like I have no problem sleeping around, I rarely do. What happened with Cole has never happened to me before, and I have been beside myself ever since.
I lifted her chin up so she would look me in the eyes. Because of the condom thing? Her eyes widened in shock.
He told you,
she barely said. With a nod, I replied. He's just as scared, but Charity, he really likes you and wants you to call. Her eyes closed, and a tear slipped out and slowly made a path down her cheek. It killed me. I hated seeing women cry. Hated it. Don't cry, Charity. I know you think he's a player, but honest to God, he hasn't stopped talking about you. Her eyes opened, and with a trembling chin, she said,
Today I found out I'm pregnant, Nick.
I dropped my hold on her and took a few steps back. What? She nodded. Shit, shit, shit. Cole really liked Charity, but I wasn't sure how he would react to this.
That's where I was today. I went this morning for the sonogram. I just walked around. I didn't know what else to do. I sent Cole a text and asked if we could meet for dinner. I don't know what to do.
Her face buried in her hands, and I went to her again, pulling her into a hug and whispering that everything would be okay. I had wanted to drill her about Gabby, but now was not the time. I was going to have to figure that shit out on my own. I've known Cole a long time. He'll stand by you, Charity. She stepped back and wiped her tear-soaked face with her fingers.
I know he will. The last few weeks we've spent together have been great. It's just, I feel something with him, Nick. Something that has never happened before.
She covered her mouth to hold back her sob.
I knew there was something between us, but I got scared. That overwhelming feeling I had when he made love to me was almost too much. Then when we realized what he had done, I really freaked.
He freaked too, Charity. But that doesn't mean he won't be there for you. She sunk down onto the sofa.
I don't want him to think I want money.
He won't. With a half-hearted laugh, she looked at me.
Really? Because I'm pretty sure most men in this situation would think that.
The only way you're going to find out is to talk to him. Her arms wrapped around her waist.
I've never really told Gabby or anyone this, but I come from a pretty wealthy family. I'm not worried about money. Jesus, I'm not ready to be a mother. I'm too greedy. This is my time to have fun and do fun things, not sit home with a baby.
She gasped, then dropped back and covered her face and moaned. What's wrong? Her hands fell to the sides of her onto the sofa.
The knitters are pearls.
Your knitting group? The only reason I knew about the group was because Gabby dragged me there last week to meet Lou, Beth, Karen, and Nancy. Charity bitched the entire drive there and back home. She nodded. What about them? Sitting up, she shot me a look like I was a dumbass.
They're going to start knitting me shit. Oh my God, blankets and baby booties.
I laughed. Well, it could be worse. They could be knitting you a sweater like they are me. When her face cracked into a smile, I felt a little better.
That's true,
she said. Want a drink? She tilted her head and scrounged her nose. Shit, right. Want a water? Laughing, she nodded her head.
Please.
After pouring her a glass of water, I sat down across from her.
Will you do me a favor?
She asked. Sure. Charity chewed on her lip.
Don't tell Gabby. I broke down with you and let it slip, but I need to tell Cole and figure out where we go from here before anyone else knows.
I nodded. I won't tell a soul. She smiled. I flashed her a grin, but then let it drop. My tone turned serious. Will you do something for me now? Setting her water down, she looked me straight in the eye.
Please tell me you're not breaking up with her.
For a moment, I was taken aback, but then I could see how she would think that. I was waiting in Gabby's apartment, and I had just gotten serious on her. No, but I need to know something.
Sure. What is it?
I hated doing this. It felt like a dick move. In my heart, I knew she would never cheat, but then again, I didn't really know Gabby Mandela or really anything about her past. Is Gabby seeing another man besides me? Her face dropped. The shocked look on her face turned to anger.
How could you even think that? I haven't seen her date but one other guy in the 4 years I've known her. Besides, she would never cheat. That's not who she is.
I nodded. She shook her head.
Nick, where is this coming from?
I swallowed hard. Did I tell her? I had to. Maybe if I said the name, it would spark something. I'm asking you to do the same thing you asked me. If I tell you, please don't say anything to her. Wringing her hands together, she reached for her glass and took a drink.
Okay. I promise I won't say a word to her.
I overheard her talking on the phone about her trip to Italy. She told some guy by the name of Antonio she couldn't wait to see him and that she loved him. Charity gasped and covered her mouth. Then she dropped her hand.
Wait, she has family over there, Nick. Don't you think she might have been talking to a cousin or something?
She said something else, that she told me and you she had extended family in Italy.
Huh? So does she not have family over there, or does she?
I rubbed the back of my neck as I processed her conversation again. Yeah, I'm not sure. I get the feeling she does, but she made it seem like there was a different reason she was going over there. Maybe to see this Antonio guy. She shook her head.
No, it has to be family. I cannot for 1 minute see Gabby cheating. She loves you, Nick.
Deep down, I knew that was true. But she was still hiding something, and I was no longer able to keep pushing it aside. I was determined to find out what she was hiding. I smiled. You're right. I'm overreacting.
Yes, I think you are.
The door opened and Gabby walked in. The second she saw me, she smiled. Charity stood and shot me a quick look. I leaned over to her and said, "Forget we even had that conversation." She nodded.
I will.
I made my way over to Gabby. She threw herself into my arms.
I hadn't heard from you. I was worried.
She said softly. What a dick. I meant to text her when I got to her place, but then the whole thing happened with hearing her on the phone, and it slipped my mind. I'm so sorry, Principisa. I was so tired and I came here, but you were down at the bakery and I crashed in your bed. Her eyes turned dark.
Well, damn. Had I known that, I'd have taken a long lunch break.
Smiling, I pulled her to me and cupped her face in my hands. Gabby, I whispered. Searching my face with her beautiful eyes, she grinned bigger while holding onto my forearms.
Nick.
My lips pressed against hers as we exchanged a slow, sweet kiss. When I pulled back, she winked.
I better go get ready if we want to be at your parents' place on time.
I let go of her and watched her walk to her room. Turning back to Charity, I took in her sad eyes. Are you going to be okay? She nodded and inhaled a deep breath.
I think so. Thank you for being there for me, Nick. It really means a lot.
Listen, I know Cole. I've been working alongside him a number of years. I have a feeling this evening is going to turn out very different from what you expect. Her eyes filled with tears again, but she quickly got her emotions in check.
I hope you're right. Have fun tonight.
Walking up to me, she reached up and kissed me on the cheek, then patted me on the chest.
I'm going to go check on Gabby and make sure she isn't freaking out with the whole meeting the parents and family thing.
Laughing, I replied, good idea. As I watched Charity walk away, I couldn't help but smile. No matter what Cole said about loving his bachelor ways, he was going to be over the moon with Charity's news. I didn't know Charity well enough to know how she was feeling, but the sadness in her eyes told me enough.
Chapter 24. Gabby. My eyes were fixed on the string at the bottom of my skirt. I kept staring at it. Do I pull it? Leave it? Ask Nick for scissors? Holy crapoli, why in the hell am I worried about a string? The truck came to an abrupt stop as Nick said,
"What in the fuck?"
Snapping my head up, I looked around. What? What's wrong?
He stared over at a house that had a ton of cars in the driveway and out front. My heart started beating faster. Oh, no, please, God, no. Nick put the truck in reverse and started speaking in Greek. My insides started to swirl, and it wasn't from nerves. Damn, that was hot hearing him talk in Greek. Stop, I said. He stopped the truck. Shaking my head, I added, No, stop talking in Greek.
Shit, sorry, Gabby. I'm slightly annoyed, and I didn't really want you to hear all the things I was calling my mother.
My hand covered my mouth to hide my smile. It was turning me on. Now he really stopped the truck.
What?
Chewing on my lip, I shrugged. That's right. I was a nervous, horny Italian woman who wanted her very handsome Greek boyfriend to take me right there in his truck.
You gotta stop looking at me like that, Agape Manny.
My tongue ran along my lip. And if I don't?
I'm going to fuck you in the back seat of my truck.
A small moan slipped from my lips. Nick. He quickly parked, and before we had a chance to do anything, a knock on the driver's window caused both of us to yell out. Turning, Nick cursed when he saw Fano standing there with a huge smile on his face.
Let's go, Gabby. The faster we do this, the better.
Wait, why are you frustrated with your mom? I asked as Nick jumped out and pushed Fano out of the way. Not waiting for him to come around to open my door, I jumped out.
I could have told you this was going to happen, Fano said.
He was holding his 5-year-old daughter in his arms, and it had to be the sweetest thing ever. Kylan came walking up to me wearing that sweet smile of hers. She had a flush on her cheeks, and I couldn't help but return the gesture. Grinning, I gave her a hug. You look beautiful, we both said. Laughing, I shook my head. Do you have any idea why Nick would be so mad? He started talking in Greek when we pulled up to the house. Kylan made a face. Trust me, you're about to find out. As we walked behind Thano and Nick, I leaned closer and said, That's their house? She nodded. Yep. It's beautiful. Why are there so many cars? Kylan looked at me and said, Because Greek families don't know how to be small, Gabby. When Nick said immediate family only, his mother heard, Invite the whole family. The more the better. I laughed. It can't be that bad. She looked at me and flashed an evil smile. I had a feeling she was going to enjoy this. You came at the perfect time, she said with a giggle. Before I had a chance to ask what she meant, the front door of the 2-story stone house flew open. She's here! She is here! Nick stopped and waited for me to walk up next to him.
Whatever happens tonight, know this. I promise to give you the best sex of your life tonight if you don't run from this house screaming.
Thano laughed and hit his brother on the back as Kylan groaned.
Nice. Promises of hot sex to smooth it over. I should have thought of that.
Kylan hit Thano on the chest. Hush, your daughter is in your arms, Thano. They started walking up and Katarina quickly kissed the three of them before making a straight shot to Nick. Oh no, wait. Shit, she was coming to me. The next thing I knew, at least 20 more people came flooding out, all of them making their way to me. Help, I whispered. Nick looked at me and said,
We're past that phase, baby.
My head was spinning. After being hugged by probably every Greek woman in the state of Colorado, I was ushered into the living room where Katarina promptly brought me up to a man who I instantly knew was Nick's father. Nick took over.
Dad, this is Gabby. Gabby, this is my father, Dimitris.
The older version of Nick took my hand in his and lifted it to his mouth. He smiled, then kissed the back of my hand.
You have eyes like the color of the ocean, the deepest of blue.
I smiled. I got them from my father. He nodded, then glanced over to Nick.
Nicholas, she's beautiful.
And Italian, Katarina added with a smile.
Ah, Italian food is just like Greek.
I waited for him to finish the rest of it, but he didn't. He simply smiled at me and then winked at Nick. Maybe having Kylan for a daughter-in-law made him more open-minded. Katarina took my arm and off we went with meeting the family. This is my sister Maria and her daughters Sophia, Angie, and Maria. This is my sister Agnes and her daughter Maria and son Nick. You've met some of them a few weeks back at the cook-off. I smiled as I met person after person. Hello. Hello. Very nice to meet you. My cheeks were going to cramp if I smiled any longer. And this is Maria and her husband Nick. Their daughter Maria isn't here tonight. Lots of Marias, I said with a chuckle.